Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hi there, everyone. It's Kathy Love popping into your ears for this podcast conversation. I'm keen to share with you my thoughts about something that happens to all of us at the end of every calendar year. I'm wanting to share a little bit of my thinking around the idea of being able to maintain your personal energy, even when it's hectic, right through to the finish line later in December. So I get that life gets busy across that last quarter of the year. I get that business nearly always gets even more frantic across those last few months of the year. And for the experienced business owners tuning into this conversation, they will be well aware of the cycles, the typical cycles that typically change every year, about seasonal fluctuations, seasonal client demands, so on and so forth. No one knows a business's unique rhythms better than the business owner themselves. But what we typically know here is that business gets busy across October, November, and into December as well. And my lived clinical practice experience was with children and families and educators. And term four for us was nearly always nuts. And every year was a multiplier of nuts. And just when we thought we'd seen it all, we saw more. So term four, for those of you that work with children and families, I hear, it's busy, it's frantic, there's lots going on. There's lots of last minute this and last minute that, and could you help out with this, and so on and so forth. So we kind of get a little wrapped up in that whirlwind of getting stuff done before the end of the year, which makes us wonder just a little bit about what's been happening for the other 10 months, but that is possibly another podcast opportunity. So the problem is, as I see it, we kind of see this finish line of December whenever you close up for the year, and we kind of overdo it. We potentially overreach ourselves. We potentially overservice our beautiful clients. We say yes to things when we possibly should say no, or maybe we should say not now, or as I like to say, that will be next. Because we're a little bit fatigued physically, maybe emotionally, maybe mentally, we're a little bit more vulnerable to buying into the drama. I'm doing air quotes around the drama. And so we get a little whirlwinded into the frantic nature and the urgency of things and the last minuteness of things. I'm sure that's a word. The speech pathologist listening will tell me. We get wrapped up into schools wanting things, referrers wanting things, suppliers wanting things, other funding agencies needing this, that, and the other. And I'm not meaning to disregard all of those requests. Some of them are super urgent and absolutely need your attention. And this is where the skill of prioritization and parking the drama so that you can see with clarity what's urgent and what's important. Thank you, Stephen Covey, for your priorities framework to help us decide which way we go with all of the requests that are kind of tearing us apart. The other part of the end of year problem, as I see it, is that we sometimes, and I have been super guilty of this, we sometimes overcommit ourselves personally. So we perhaps say yes to a few too many breakup parties, a few too many get-togethers, a few too many just pop in for a quick drink type activities, whilst that is glorious and I am the first one there and sometimes I'm the last to leave, I do wonder whether that just loads the old body and loads the old mindset down with all of the extra things that we kind of tap into. So what seems to happen is that we use up more energy than we have in the cup. And rather than kind of stopping to think about how we fill that cup, we actually just keep serving out of the cup. We empty the cup and sometimes the cup even breaks. Mentally, I think what happens is we mentally shift to operating out of a bigger cup, only to realize at some point we're still really operating out of that very, very empty, bone dry cup that we had in weeks previous. So I guess for all of us as clinicians and allied health business owners and anybody else who might be listening is this notion of whether or not there's an opportunity to do this final quarter of the year differently, to perhaps do it with more optimism, with different decision-making frameworks, with different prioritization, and perhaps even more energetically, more mindfully, with more care and pace in mind. So for me, I'm wondering whether this final quarter is a little bit of a term where less is more. Yeah, I get it's easy for me to say that. This is way less easier than done. It is so important to us allied health professionals to be useful and available and being able to solve people's problems, and that makes us feel really good. I really get that. I have been that clinician. But it really seems to come at a cost. Personally speaking, it comes at an energetic cost. So what I'm interested to pop into your eardrums in this conversation is the what ifs. What if this year was different? What if you could make this year an even better finish than previous years where you're not left depleted? So here are a couple of points for you to contemplate, complain about, disagree with, maybe absorb and think, oh my gosh, that sounds cool. You will do with this information exactly what you and your body needs to do. What if you paused about now and reviewed your capacity? How many hours of availability do you have between now and when the lights turn off for a little bit of a summer break? This applies to you personally on the home front. It applies to you as a business owner. It might be applying to you as a clinician. It might also apply to your team. So a little bit of capacity mapping could be really, really good and help provide some really strong numbered up information, metrics for your decision-making framework. What if you got stuck in and really set yourself into your default diary where all of those activities are lovingly booked into your calendar with a little bit of a not negotiable around them so that you know that there is a time and a place for everything to get done? What if you were completely and honestly realistic about what you will get done? Everybody has to-do lists that are just miles long. Think of the long life toilet paper roll. We've all got those lists. But what if you chipped away at it? What if you broke it down to the three critical activities that you have to do today by 3 o'clock? I love the notion of 3x3. Three not negotiables, got to get done, big rocks by 3 o'clock. If you're feeling a little bit like wanting a bit more, go 5x5. Five core must-dos by 5 o'clock. Write them down, and they may be the only things on your to-do list that day. But imagine what it's going to feel like at 3:10 or at 5:10 when those rock stars are done. Done and dusted, tucked away. They will be sitting there making the impact that you know that they will when they're done. What about If you took a moment to look at everything on your to-do list and decided what to quit. So those of you who have come along to some of my workshops in the past, you know that I talk about a to-don't list. And they're all the activities that, yeah, truth be told, they could be delegated, must get around to that, or they can just sit there as a really cool idea. Park them somewhere, get them off your list. Quit them out of your worry cycle. What if you built out a self-care plan for yourself, put that into your diary, and committed wholeheartedly to serving that personal, that self-care plan for the next few months? What difference would that make to you finishing out the year? What I tend to hear about is, as things get hectic, guess what falls away? The very exact self-care activities that actually help us maintain our regulation. The yoga gets cancelled. The exercise gets cancelled. Nutrition gets a little patchy. Hydration, oh, maybe. They're all the very things that you need at a cellular level to be the best version of you that your business and your team require. What if you worked out a team care plan, an energy management plan for your whole team, month by month, week by week, even month by month, so that everyone in the business arrives at the end of the year, not depleted, but with the right amount of energy for them to enjoy all of the family festivities that lie ahead over the summer break? So I am imagining that the results of some of this sort of thinking around energy management, energy allocation across the hectic times could be that you end up coming out of the end of this phase somewhat on an even keel. You may not be exhausted. You may be able to preserve your sleep. You may be able to be happy and looking forward to the break. You may not need that first week of your break to recover. Imagine that. Imagine stepping into your summer break feeling absolutely on top of it all. In the past, personally speaking, to make this energetic last quarter happen, a bit of a motherhood statement coming up here. Declined various invitations to various breakup events. Declined very tempting offers of extra work and maybe pushed them forward into January after negotiating the urgency or the importance of the new referral. Really stuck into the routines on a family level, keeping things as normal ever is in the typical Australian household. And maintained a really steady pace of workflow, okay? Really kept it business as usual. Really practiced noticing when I'm buying into the drama of the end of year. Checking that out, making mindful decisions about what will support me, what will deny me, what we can do business-wise, what we just can't do now for that on that particular request. So speaking from experience, the results have been, personally speaking, a much happier me, a much happier family, a team that is in really good shape to be able to take their summer break and know that it's all kind of nailed, all kind of secured away, and everybody is happy and delighted. So when we think about what December kind of means for us, it is about sunshine and celebrations and wrapping up the year. It's very, very optimistic and joyful for the vast majority of people. It is not a state of exhaustion. And that is so often the state that allied health business owners and clinicians find themselves in. So I would love to think that this particular conversation has triggered some thinking for you about what you can do to maintain your energy differently this particular year during this hectic time. So therein lies my invitation. What are your takeaways from this conversation? What are three things that you can bring into practice that will help you maintain your personal energy and your personal joy across these hectic, busy times of the year. I would love to know how you progress with this. Feel free to drop me a line. You know where I am. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.